This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, reporter Scott Franz breaks an investigation into the state tourism office paying writers from around the country to travel here and write favorably about the state. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Colorado has launched a statewide COVID-19 exposure notification system. Residents with Android or Apple smartphones have received a notice with instructions about how to opt in. The exposure notification system is meant to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. The system is anonymous and doesn't store or transmit any personal information, says the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. When someone tests positive for COVID-19 and they choose to upload that result, people at risk of infection will receive an alert of potential exposure on their smartphone. For more information, see addyourphone.com. As COVID-19 infection rates increase, several counties have had to return to more stringent restrictions, including Mesa County. As of Monday, October 26, the Safer at Home guidelines are in place in Mesa County for at least 30 days. According to the Colorado Department of Health and Environment, the virus is spreading in gatherings with people from multiple households, so personal gatherings will now be limited to 10 people with no more than two households gathering at once. Business capacity will be limited to 175 or 50%, whichever is lower, and gyms, bowling alleys, and similar places are limited to 25% or 75 people. Some other rural counties on the Western Slope, which had been in the less stringent Protect Our Neighbors category, have also seen recent spikes in COVID-19 cases and may have to return to more severe restrictions, including Ouray County, which has had 7 new cases in the past 2 weeks. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
In so much of life these days, you have to read the fine print. That's certainly the case in journalism. Conscientious reporters take great care to disclose any possible conflicts of interest, like whether someone paid to make a story possible. It turns out that officials in Colorado have been paying to make stories happen, in this case, stories about tourism. It's a practice that raises many questions, and as our Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz discovered, some news outlets aren't disclosing to their readers where the funding for tourism stories came from.
3 journalists and their families traveled to Colorado from Austin, Texas in July. They ate expensive meals at top-tier restaurants, soaked in the Glenwood Hot Springs pool, and rafted down the Arkansas River through Browns Canyon. Their travel expenses were paid for by taxpayers. Abby Leeper is a spokesperson for the Colorado Tourism Office.
We spent about $32,000 on this program last year.
Out of a $20 million budget. And Leeper says it was money well spent.
The journalist hosting program is how we're able to keep Colorado top of mind in some of the best travel publications across the country.
In other words, the state hopes their stories will motivate other people to come and spend their tourism dollars here.
And that equates to a media value of about $3 million and 40 million impressions. So to put that in a return of investment term, it's about 94 to 1.
But with all that Colorado has to offer, you may be wondering, why pay thousands of dollars a year to subsidize the trips? Leeper says the state wouldn't get as much coverage if it didn't.
We feel that this is a really important long-term strategy as the tourism industry recovers in Colorado.
But it's also an ethical question, one for those who publish the stories, like the Austin American-Statesman and the Houston Chronicle. 2 of the Texas journalists wrote about how safe they felt in Colorado despite the pandemic, and one touted Glenwood Springs as a way to beat the heat and socially distance. And nowhere in the articles was it disclosed that the Colorado Tourism Office paid for their trips.
I can't even imagine how a news organization would justify allowing the very source that they're reporting on, the very destination that they're reporting on, paying for that kind of an expense.
That's Al Tompkins. He's a longtime journalism teacher at the nonprofit Poynter Institute in Florida.
And there probably isn't any justification for paying for it to start with.
In addition to being a reporter for more than 30 years, Tompkins has written ethics codes for journalists. Letting a source essentially pay to facilitate coverage, he says, breaks those codes and hurts the credibility of a news organization.
And if for whatever reason, and I can't even imagine what it would be, we broke that general guideline, then you absolutely would have to disclose it to the public so that the public could know which lens to look through, what to believe and what not to believe.
The editors of the newspapers that printed these stories declined to be interviewed. But in a statement, Austin American Statesman editor John Bridges said, quote, "Accepting free lodging and reimbursements is a violation of our principles of ethical conduct." He added the paper was investigating the pieces because reporters need to avoid financial relationships that might compromise their credibility. The editor of the Houston Chronicle, Steve Riley, said he did not know the freelance journalist they paid was also being reimbursed for the trip. He said it does not meet their standards. The journalists, however, see things differently. They also declined to be interviewed and issued their own statements defending the trips as part of a common and accepted practice. And they say they would never have been able to afford them on their own. Tompkins predicted they might react this way.
And I can hear that. I get that. But it still doesn't justify giving up your independence and not disclosing, at minimum, disclosing what the deal is.
The third Texas journalist, who was reimbursed about $2,000 in expenses from Colorado, says she submitted her story to the Statesman. It hasn't been published and may not be given the response we got from editor John Bridges. So, with the practice at the center of Colorado's journalist hosting program being disavowed by the very papers running stories produced by it, I went back to the tourism office for their take.
As a former journalist myself, I would never ask a journalist to engage in any kind of practice that is unethical.
Kathy Ritter is the director.
The practices that we employ in our journalist hosting program are widely accepted practices within the consumer travel industry. You can look around our entire country and find many examples of the very same practices that are in place in the Colorado Tourism Office.
And she's right. Other states also do it, like Florida and Michigan. But it is not clear how many other publications they target, or unlike the Houston Chronicle, if they are aware it's even happening in their newsrooms. And if it is, how many articles fail to disclose that the state of Colorado paid to help make it happen? I asked Ritter if she thought readers thinking about coming to Colorado should know about their financial stake in the travel stories.
It would not be our role to dictate a publication's own standards for ethics.
Meanwhile, the state tourism office says it's continuing to run the journalist hosting program even during the coronavirus pandemic. About a dozen journalists have visited Colorado since February, but the office would not provide a full list. The program typically hosts about 50 journalists a year. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.